Hello, thank you for calling Arts on Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm calling because I had just gotten back into town. I had a few months ago, maybe even more at this point, but we had the representatives in our area. They were starting to install the fiber in our village, and I knew I was going to be out of town. He gave me his personal card, which he told me to call because he actually came here several times, but I lost the card. So, I just want to talk to somebody about getting it installed and how much it's going to be and all that other stuff.
Okay, yes, I understand, and I can help you with that today. Okay, so let me see here. We do offer a few different plans right now. Right now we are offering the 1 gig plan and the 2 gig plan, and the 1 gig is $69.90 a month. Not, excuse me, $69.99 a month if you sign up with automatic payments through bank account and paperless billing. And the 2 gigs, which goes up to $89.99 a month, and that's with the auto pay through a bank account and paperless billing as well. Okay, and there's no contracts, and there is free installation.
Okay, so just because I'm not really that smart with the whole 1 gig, 2 gig thing, what does the 1 gig do? What does that do for me?
Okay, yes, I understand. The 1 gig is our starting plan, and that goes for streaming, gaming, and any kind of smart home appliances and regular internet usage. Most people do have the 1 gig plan, and that is just speeds of up to 1,000 megabytes, and also upload and download, and it is unlimited data every month. So there's no cap on the data plan. And most people do choose that, and it does work for them. You could always upgrade later on if you have a lot of people or a lot of devices or do a lot of video gaming. Sometimes people will go up to the 2 gigs, just for the speed of that.
Right. So I'm just trying. So right now, obviously, I have internet. But I was just wondering, in my because it was slow. I mean this had to start actually last year, if I now am remembering correctly, that he was coming around because it wasn't even a thing yet. I think they were still trying to get an approval in our area. And apparently, I'm assuming it has been approved because he's been back since then saying that, they're putting the fiber in and all that other stuff. So I just was kind of wondering because the service that I have now is a lot cheaper. My internet service, I got locked in a deal that I pay $45 a month. Okay? That's hard to give up, especially with the internet. Right, because I know that it's not. I just got lucky. I got grandfathered in and with my cable service. But I also, the reason why I'm asking is because what is different? I don't have cable. I just have Wi-Fi, and I want to know, is it worth the extra money for me, or is it a situation where it's just going to be fiber everywhere, like it is? I have a home in California, and by the end of December in California, in my area, it will only be fiber. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay, yes, I understand. So right now, we do have fiber right now. With ArchUp Fiber, there's no contracts or hidden fees. There is free installation, and I'm not sure what speed your current internet plan is, but we do offer the 1 gig upload and download speed. And you can always try that out to see if it's a better plan for you. It's a 2-year price guarantee, and it does also include the equipment for free, and you get the whole home Wi-Fi. Let me see here.
Wait,
Let's
the
see.
home, what? The home?
It's the whole home Wi-Fi, the router. So you can either hook it up to your computer with the wired cable, or you can do the Wi-Fi box throughout the house.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, like, what equipment? Because I don't have cable or anything, so, but they still have to bring the router, obviously. I
Yes,
just
and that
realized
is
that.
free. Yes.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to, because, So at the, so when you say, and because I've been around for a minute, when we say $69.99, is that going to really typically be like, you know, almost $100 after taxes and fees and stuff? Honestly.
Okay, yes, no, it is $69.99 a month. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. That is the price if you sign up with the paperless billing, which is just going to be an email invoice instead of a paper statement through the mail. And then that's also if you do the auto pay using a bank account. We do also offer an auto pay through a debit and credit card, and that offers a $5 discount if you don't want to use your bank account.
Oh, so then it would be $64.99.
Let me see here. Okay, the $69.99 would be with a $10 discount. It would be the regular price is $79.99, so it would be $74.99 if you use a credit or debit card.
Oh, so because the flyer that I just received, oh, never mind, because it is saying $69.99, but then I seen that that expired in September.
Okay, that is still going on. Yes, we are still offering the $69 a month. Yes.
Yeah, well, you just told me it's $79.99.
Well, the regular price is $79.99, but if you do the $10 discount, it comes down to the $69.99.
Oh, and then you can't, with that, you cannot do the additional $5 off if you opt to have it. Or is that what you're saying? Like, I can't use that if I'm using the $10 discount.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. Yes. So
Okay.
it's the $69.99 is the $10 discount with the bank account.
Okay, so I have to use the bank account if I do the $69.99 deal.
Yes,
Okay, which
correct.
I usually do anyway, so that's not a problem to me, but I'm just trying to get all the information I can, because I'm going to run this by my husband, because originally when he came out, I mean, nobody knew what this was, right? Like, you know, it's all over. I'm getting flyers everywhere. There's actually several companies in this little village, besides yours, that are offering the fight offering this. So that's kind of why I want. I mean, it sounds like I for me, I just want to talk to my son because I'm so like not tech savvy. You can tell me that this has 10,000 MP, whatever, whatever, and I wouldn't know what that means.
Yes,
So
yes.
I'm gonna talk to him, and I just want to ask. And I also know that, you know, I mean, listen, I my internet alone in California costs me more than that. So I'm aware of that. I'm just very lucky with what I'm paying now, just because I've had it for so long that so I'm gonna make some calls. I'm gonna get some information, and then I mean, if you have an extension, I would definitely call you back. But otherwise, I want to figure this out, and then I'll call you guys back.
Okay, yes, I understand. That's okay. I don't have an extension myself, so you could just call Archtop Fiber again and you can sign up with anyone over the phone, or you could always go online to the website and sign up online yourself if you would like. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's even better to know. Okay, great. All right. Thank you for all that information. I really and how. Well, one thing. If I do decide to do this, how far out in installation are you guys?
Okay, yes, and I can check on that for you here just to give you an a date here. Let me see here. Okay, and what is your home address? And I can go ahead and check what that date would be available.
Sure, it's 46 Russell, Russell Street, and that is in Saugerties, SAU. Gerties, New York, zip code 12477.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And just to confirm, was that 46 Russell Street, Saugerties, New York, 12477?
Correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me just go ahead and see here. I can go ahead and see if that is available. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. 46 Russell Street. Okay, I do see that listed here. Let me see what the serviceable date is. Okay, yes, the service date was already in April 19th, so it is already currently available. So you could sign up and schedule your installation anytime you would like.
Oh, okay. So it's already, that's what okay. So it already has been And he actually did come back. And, you know, I wasn't, obviously, I didn't listen all everything because I wasn't at the time going to do it. So I didn't listen to everything he said. But when he came back, he did tell me that it's already been being installed in this area so that I would be, you know, a wonderful candidate. Because I'm actually at the corner of my road. Like, I'm in such a good position. I have three roads around me. I'm on, like, a corner lot. So I would imagine that he would have, that they would have went. So that's even better news. I'm just confusing you. But, okay, so then that's good. And it's effective immediately? Like, if I go online today and decide to do this, it would be effective immediately?
Yes, you could sign up today, and we just have to schedule the appointment 5 business days out. So if you did do it today, for example, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You could get it as soon as the 14th on Monday.
Okay. Okay. And what is the difference? Do you know, can you just tell me, I know this is even getting further, but what is the actual difference between having the fiber optic internet as opposed to the traditional cable internet?
Okay, yes. From what I understand about that is the fiber is just faster and more reliable. So you get a faster speed and it's just more reliable for customers. People just seem to prefer the fiber. Yes.
I gotcha. It makes sense. It's new. It's you know, obviously, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Okay, wonderful. You've been so helpful. I really, really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just going to run this by my husband and my son and but I think it's a done deal. I mean, I've kept this long. I've kept this flyer this long. So I knew I was going to come back to it when I was ready. So I appreciate it very much. And I will probably be scheduling that very soon.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you so much and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.